Good afternoon. Once again, high pressure is dominating across interior New York and New England, keeping skies sunny with the ridge along the eastern seaboard, keeping the winds light and the humidity down, while aloft, the ridge of high pressure is blocking any storminess from moving any further east than the Great Lakes. With that sunshine, high temperatures will push into the lower to mid-80s once again. Clear and comfortably cool tonight with areas of fog developing again with temperatures back into the 50s, and there'll be some 40s again, especially across some of the mountain valleys. As we get into the day tomorrow, more sunshine in the forecast as the ridge of high pressure dominates with highs again in the lower to mid-80s. On Saturday, we'll begin to see the ridge break down, with the south to southwesterly wind flow developing, a little more humidity in the air, and this will allow us to generate a few extra clouds during the day. And with a cool front approaching from the west, temperatures will be back into the lower to mid-80s. That front will pass through the area late Saturday night and first thing Sunday morning, and this is when we'll have our best chance of a few scattered rain showers. The front will move quickly through and we'll go back to sunshine on Sunday afternoon. It'll be breezy and high temperatures on the other side of the front will be back into the lower and middle 70s. A cooler but dry air mass will move in for the early part of next week. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds Monday in the lower 70s and more seasonable lower to mid 70s with abundant sunshine and high pressure returning on Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of the Mid-Missouri Valley into the upper Great Lakes. Daytime heating will promote some destabilization, and storms will develop and intensify during the afternoon along and just ahead of a cold front from Minnesota into Iowa, then spread eastward into the upper Great Lakes. Vertical shear should promote a few organized storms with a few supercells possible. Some damaging wind gusts and hail should be the primary threats, though a couple of tornadoes cannot be ruled out. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Depression 9, located 1,065 miles east of the Lesser Antilles. The depression is moving toward the northwest near 7 miles per hour, and that general motion is expected to continue for the next couple of days. Maximum sustained winds are near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some weakening is expected during the next couple of days, and the depression could degenerate to a remnant low by Saturday. Meanwhile, shower activity associated with a broad area of low pressure located about 550 miles southwest of the Cape Verde Islands continues to show signs of organization. Environmental conditions are expected to be conducive for the formation of a tropical depression during the next day or so, while this system moves west-northwestward at 10 to 15 miles per hour over the central tropical Atlantic. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Carlsbad and Roswell, New Mexico, and also Garden City, Kansas, to a low of 26 at Kamult, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny in the mid-80s, Boston, sunny in the lower to mid-80s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees, the average low, 51. The record high, 89, set in 1942, and the record low, 32, in 1959. Sunrise this morning was at 6:37 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:02 p.m., 12 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and warm today with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Clear tonight with areas of fog, lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and warm today with highs in the mid-80s. Clear tonight with areas of fog, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear tonight with areas of fog, lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and warm today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunny and warm today, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Clear tonight with areas of fog, with lows in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny, warm, lower to mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-80s Saturday. A chance for showers Saturday night and Sunday morning. Then increasing sun and breezy Sunday afternoon in the mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 70s Monday. And mostly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the lower to mid-70s. For WAMC, I am News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.